An Understated Dominance by Marina Vittori. Chapter 2289. Abigail's words made Hallie speechless, and her pretty face turned red. She suddenly realized that her thoughts were a little too simple. The grievances and hatreds in the world are sometimes completely unreasonable. Either you kill me, or I kill you. Johnny wanted to put Abigail to death, so Abigail could naturally kill these people out of self-defense. There was nothing wrong with her actions. And as Abigail said, those guys who took money to do things were more than just people. It was really not worth it to complain about them. Miss Hallie, from the look of you, you should be new to the world. It's a good thing to have good intentions, but you have to look at the right person. Blind Madonna behavior will only harm others and yourself. Abigail said with a meaningful smile, "Okay, what's past is past, there's no need to hurt the harmony between us for some strangers, come on, let's continue drinking." After saying that, Abigail picked up the wine glass and raised her hand towards Hallie. Hallie hesitated for a moment, but finally picked up the wine glass and drank it all in one gulp. After a small incident, the atmosphere between the two parties returned to its previous state, as if nothing had happened, they were still eating, drinking, and chatting. However, outside the restaurant, members of the Mystic Arts Order were quickly cleaning up the scene. So many people died, and there was blood and corpses everywhere. There was no need to fear punishment, even if it was a self-defense counterattack, but covering up the corpses in time would inevitably have consequences. The damage to their reputation was minor, but the impact on making money at the start of trading was significant. The night passed quickly. The next day, early morning. The sacred WYRM summit was still bustling with activity, and the venue was already packed with people before the game even started. In order to make better money, Abigail spent a lot of money to occupy the best position. The number of gambling tables has been increased from 1 to 10 so that more gambling can be accommodated. There were also many ways to gamble, including gambling on winning or losing, gambling on time, and gambling on moves. Overnight, Abigail not only set up additional gambling tables but also specially transferred dozens of boxes of spiritual stones from the Mystic Arts Order, ensuring everything was fully prepared. Compared with the small fight on the first day, Abigail obviously wanted to do something big. After all, there were tens of thousands of spectators coming to the sacred WYRM summit to watch the game this time, including elites from various sects. These were all potential stocks. If they could develop into leaks, Abigail would definitely be extremely wealthy. Of course, just in case, Abigail took care of everything. Sacred WYRM Summit also chose to ignore gambling. As long as it didn't affect the game, they didn't bother. This allowed Abigail ample room for growth. An Understated Dominance by Marina Vittori. Chapter 2290. An Understated Dominance by Marina Vittori. Chapter 2290. Chapter 2290. As a result, a new round of the leek harvest plan was officially launched. When Abigail was wreaking havoc on the competition field, Dustin did not participate. Instead, he went to a strange and remote place alone. The reason he didn't go to Sacred WYRM Summit to watch the game was because when he woke up this morning, he saw a letter under the door. The content of the letter was very simple, just to ask him to meet alone. If it were an appointment between ordinary people, Dustin would naturally not take it seriously, but this letter also contained a special badge. It was the Western Pantheon's emblem. The Temple of Gods is West Lycosia's biggest enemy. Over the years, the Pantheon of Temple organizations had tried every means to instigate civil strife, assassinate important court officials, and do whatever they could to curb the development of the Dragon Marsh. He still remembered that the gods had sent the four main gods and a god king to assassinate his father, Rufus Rhys, while he was in Swinton. Although it failed in the end, the Pantheon of Gods had always been haunted and plotted secretly. This time, The people from the temples appeared near the sacred WYRM summit, and they obviously had other agendas. Dustin was very confused. Why did the people from the Pantheon come to him when his identity was not revealed? In order to find out what happened, Dustin finally chose to go to the appointment. According to the address left in the letter, Dustin finally walked to the door of a private house. This private residence, resembling a courtyard house in size, boasts a lavish decor. The private residence's owner was clearly wealthy or noble, as evidenced by the carved beams and painted buildings adorning the gated courtyard. Dustin stepped forward and knocked on the vermilion door. Not long after, the door slowly opened a crack, and a beautiful maid with an exotic aura stuck her head out and asked, "Sir, who are you looking for?" "Invited." As Dustin spoke, he handed over the badge from the letter. "It turns out that a distinguished guest is here. Please come inside." The maid immediately smiled, opened the door, and extended her hand to invite him. Dustin nodded and walked straight in without saying anything. Under the guidance of the maid, Dustin passed through the garden, walked across the rockery and stone bridge, and finally arrived at the door of the living room. "Dear guest, please wait here for a moment. My master will be here in a moment." The maid stopped in front of the door, saluted Dustin, and quickly left. Dustin calmly walked into the living room, only to find that there were already more than 10 people sitting inside. Men and women dressed in all kinds of costumes, and all of them were very powerful. Randomly selected warriors were in the late divinity stage. Among them, there were even master-level experts sitting in charge. "It appears that I'm not the only one who received an invitation." Dustin glanced left and right while already thinking about it. He maintained his composure and took a seat by himself at the end. "Hey. Who the hell told you to sit down?" At this moment, a bearded man suddenly stood up and slapped the table, glaring at Dustin with a fierce look as if he wanted to eat someone. An understated dominance by Marina Vittori, Chapter 2291. An understated dominance by Marina Vittori, Chapter 2291. Chapter 2291. Dash-huh. Dustin was a little confused by the sudden change. He looked around and found that the bearded man's eyes had not moved away, then he pointed at himself and asked tentatively, "Are you talking about me?" The bearded man stared and shouted, "N*nsense. Who else could it be if it wasn't you? Do you know the rules? You didn't even say hello after entering. You sat down alone. Did you take us seriously? Rules?" Dustin raised his eyebrows slightly and said indifferently, "Do I know you? Why do I want to say hello to you? Besides, if I don't take you seriously, what can you do? Hey. Do you deserve a beating?" The bearded man suddenly became furious and was about to take action. At that moment, he was stopped by a man in white clothes with an evil face. "Don't be impatient. This guy doesn't know the rules. Let's teach him the rules. Why do we need to do anything? The owner of the house will inevitably make some jokes if he sees him later." The man in white raised his hand and pressed it down, indicating that his cheeks. Dustin sat down, then looked at him and said with a smile, "Little brother, from the look of you, you must be a new arrival, right? I will tell you the rules today. As the saying goes, go into the house to call for people, and go into the temple to worship gods. Everyone here is a senior from all over the world. When you come in and say hello, it shouldn't be too much, right? He doesn't have the grace of any senior, but he shows off his power right from the start. If you don't know, you might think it's a bandit entering the mountain," Dustin said calmly. Hearing this, the man in white's smile froze, and a cold light flashed in his eyes. As for the bearded man, he slammed the table, stood up again, and cursed angrily, "You*starred. How shameless. It seems that if I don't teach you a lesson today, you don't know how high the sky is. You are so disrespectful. Then I can't help you. The man in white shook his head and returned to his seat. The others sneered, looking like they were watching a show. Not long ago, a stupid young man came in, looking equally arrogant, but in the end, he was carried out. I advise you not to mess around, otherwise, you will regret it. Dustin warned. He originally wanted to keep a low profile and see what the temples were up to. Unexpectedly, as soon as he entered the door, he encountered these short-sighted guys looking for trouble. Regret? Humph. I think you won't shed tears until you see the coffin. The bearded man snorted coldly, stopped talking nonsense, and suddenly took action, punching Dustin fiercely. With astonishing power, this punch generates wind. Wherever the punch wind passes, the air is distorted and makes bursts of whistling sounds. Dustin had no expression on his face and did not move at all. He pointed directly at the bearded man's fist. When he was about to touch his face, he suddenly made a move and grabbed it firmly. Huh. The bearded man's pupils shrank, and he was quite surprised. An understated dominance by Marina Vittori, Chapter 2292. An understated dominance by Marina Vittori, Chapter 2292. Although he didn't use all of his strength at the moment, he still used 7% of his true energy. If an ordinary, innate master were to receive such a punch, he would not die. However, the kid in front of him grabbed his fist easily, which was really weird. With such little ability, you still dare to be so arrogant. You really don't know how to live or die. Dustin snorted coldly and exerted force with his five fingers. After hearing a few caw-caw sounds, the bearded man's fist was crushed into twists, and all the bones were broken. Ah! The bearded man was stunned for a moment, then let out a scream like a slaughtering pig. His voice was shrill and harsh. Get out! Dustin kicked the bearded man's abdomen. The bearded man was like a football, flying several meters away on the spot, and then hitting the wall heavily with a thud. Vomiting blood and wailing endlessly. What? Seeing this scene, everyone's expressions changed. No one expected that Dustin would be so strong. He knocked the bearded man away with just one confrontation. They knew a beard was at the late stage of divinity, and it could be considered a figure in the world. Kid. You are so presumptuous. How dare you hurt someone? Who gave you the courage? After a brief shock, everyone in the living room stood up and stared at each other angrily. Although they didn't have a close relationship with the bearded man, they were still friends. Nowadays, a newcomer who didn't understand the rules dares to challenge the authority here. Naturally, they couldn't tolerate it. When he first started to attack, you all ignored him and pretended to be blind. Now that I have defeated him, you are jumping around and cursing. What's the matter? Your attitude suggests that you only tolerate my defeat. Are you going to fight back? Dustin sneered. Sharp teeth. I believe you simply require attention. Brothers, don't talk nonsense to him, get this kid. Several warriors with violent personalities shouted and prepared to take action. Wait a minute. At this time, a majestic voice suddenly sounded. The person who spoke was an old man with a white beard, sitting in the front seat on the left. The old man was thin, with blazing eyes and extraordinary momentum. He only uttered two words, causing the several violent warriors to stop their movements immediately. Everyone stood respectfully, not daring to say anything. After calming down a few people, the old man picked up the teacup, took a leisurely sip, and said calmly, "Young man, if you are too strong, it is easy to break. Being too pushy is not a good thing. I see that you are just starting out, so I won't have any trouble with you. You've been worrying too much. Now, you apologize to everyone, propose a cup of tea, and forget about today's matter." An understated dominance by Marina Vittori, Chapter 2293. An understated dominance by Marina Vittori, Chapter 2293. Chapter 2293. Mr. Holmes, would you like a cup of tea and an apology? Are you taking this guy too easy?
Yes, Mr. Holmes, look at our senior brother, who was beaten and vomited blood. If we just let him go, what will we do in the future? Convince the crowd?
Mr. Holmes, this kid can avoid death, but he can't escape the crime of living. In my opinion, break his legs first. Everyone was talking, filled with indignation, and looked at Dustin with extremely evil eyes.
What?
Doesn't what I say work? The old man raised his head and glanced at everyone, his expression calm and indifferent. However, just such a simple look frightened everyone into silence immediately, and they all shrank back and did not dare to say anything more. They knew that the old man was Damien Holmes, one of the two evils of heaven and earth. His strength had reached that of a master, and he was famous around the world. All the people on the road were frightened and terrified all day long when they heard the name of the evil spirits of heaven and earth. Facing such a murderous god, they naturally did not dare act recklessly.
Young man, why are you still standing there?
Hurry up and offer tea and apologize. The old man named Damien Holmes spoke again. Although his tone was calm, there was no doubt about it. Dustin was unmoved and said calmly, "Did I say I wanted to offer tea and apologize? These people were the first to provoke me. I don't think I did anything wrong. If I want to apologize, it should be them who apologize to me." As soon as these words came out, everyone was so angry that they almost jumped and cursed. The person who beat them didn't know how to repent, and he appeared arrogant. He simply didn't know how to live or die. If it weren't for Damien Holmes's face, they would have taken action long ago.
Huh.
Facing Dustin's response, Damien Holmes couldn't help but frown slightly, looking a little unhappy.
Young man, you have to understand that I am giving you a chance. Without my intervention, these people would have torn you apart.
You'd better think clearly about whether you want to apologize over tea or not.
I appreciate the kindness of my seniors, but it's absolutely impossible for me to apologize to them.
Dustin answered simply. Damien Holmes's face turned cold.
Humph. You don't know how to lift things.
Since you don't know how to lift things, I won't mind your own business. I would like to see how much you weigh. How dare you be so arrogant? After saying that, he winked at the man in white next to him. The latter quickly understood, and his expression instantly became fierce. The man in white waved his hand fiercely and said,
"Boy,
Mr. Holmes gave you a chance to admit your mistake. That's because he values you highly.
I didn't expect you to be so shameless.
It seems like you have no idea how high the sky is if I do not impart some knowledge to you today.
Brothers,
beat him until he surrenders." As soon as he finished speaking, the strong men around him looked at each other and rushed forward with a grin. An understated dominance by Marina Vittori. Chapter 2294. An understated dominance by Marina Vittori. Chapter 2294. Chapter 2294. They couldn't hold it back for a long time. If they had the opportunity to teach Dustin a lesson, they would naturally not let it go.
UBR*T.
I have to destroy you today. Arrogant BR*T. Let's see how I deal with you. Several strong men shouted, and they all attacked with fists or kicks, and at the same time, they attacked Dustin. Having learned the lessons from Beard before, they did not dare make too much of a big deal. They used all their strength once they took action, intending to resolve the battle as soon as possible.
A bunch of clowns.
Dustin snorted coldly and did not dodge. The moment a few people punched and kicked him, his body shook violently, and the mystical pure energy in his body suddenly exploded.
Boom.
Just heard a loud roar. A violent wave of air spurted out of Dustin's body and slammed into several people with great force.
Ah!
Several people screamed and were thrown several meters away from the spot.
Then they fell heavily to the ground, blood spurted from their mouths and noses, and their faces turned pale. They couldn't stand up for a while. How is that possible? The man in white was startled, his eyes were as white as bells, and his face was full of shock. The other warriors were also stunned, looking in disbelief. They believed they underestimated their opponent when they previously defeated their senior brother. However, the strength of the few people who had just besieged Dustin was not inferior to his. Especially after joining forces, they were able to unleash unexpected power. But they never dreamed that the joint attack of several people not only missed Dustin's hair but was seriously injured by the shock. It was simply unbelievable. How powerful was this kid in front of me? Oh. At this moment, even Damian Holmes, a martial arts master, couldn't help but raise his eyebrows, showing an expression of surprise. To defeat several late divinity warriors with one move, one could only be a half-step master level. Dustin was only in his 20s when he looked at his age. He had reached the half-step master level at such a young age, and his future prospects were limitless. No wonder he dared to be so crazy, it turned out he had something to rely on. Now, is there anyone who wants to step forward and try? Dustin said. He glanced around indifferently, showing no anger or authority. Facing these guys, if they are not suppressed with strength, will only cause more trouble. Since they wanted to take action, he had to defeat them. Mr. Holmes. After a brief moment of confusion, the man in white looked at Damian Holmes for help. Dustin's strength had exceeded his expectations. Even if he took action himself, there was no guarantee that he could win. Now, only a strong man at the level of a martial arts master could suppress it reliably. An understated dominance by Marina Vittori, Chapter 2295. An understated dominance by Marina Vittori, Chapter 2295. Chapter 2295. Young man, I have to admit that you do have two skills. I have underestimated you. However, with your little ability, you are not qualified to act arrogantly in front of me. Damian Holmes straightened his eyes and slowly stood up. He looked at Dustin and Felton. Invisible pressure emerged from his body. Buzz. All the warriors in the living room felt their bodies sink, as if a huge stone was pressing on their shoulders, and even breathing became difficult. What a terrifying grandmaster's pressure. Is this the strength of Mr. Holmes? Everyone was secretly shocked and in awe. Just a surge of momentum made them afraid to move. This was the power of the martial arts master. However, compared to the solemn expressions of everyone, Dustin's expression was as usual, nothing strange at all. He just stood quietly, looking at Damian Holmes from afar, his eyes not shy at all. Young man, I think you are a good prospect, and I plan to give you another chance. As long as you are willing to bow your head and apologize, I will not care about what happened today. I can even make an exception and accept you as my disciple. Damian Holmes. Standing with hands, looking arrogant. What? Accepting a disciple. As soon as these words came out, everyone looked at each other in surprise. What kind of bad luck did this kid have? How can he be so valued by Mr. Holmes? Being Mr. Holmes's apprentice will mean that he will walk sideways in the world in the future. It's a pity that such a God-given opportunity did not come true. On my head. Everyone whispered, looking at Dustin with eyes filled with envy and jealousy. Who was Damian Holmes? That was one of the famous twin evil spirits of heaven and earth, a martial arts master with supernatural power who could be said to be the answer to 100 calls in the world. The most important thing was that Damian Holmes had always set his sights high and never accepted disciples easily. Unexpectedly, today, he made an exception and extended an olive branch to a stupid young man. It was really unexpected. Little brother, why are you still standing there? Mr. Holmes accepted you as his disciple.
It is a blessing you have earned in 8 lifetimes. Why don't you kneel down and serve tea? The man in white reminded him. Although he was a little unhappy, he did not dare to violate the decision Damien Holmes made. There are 2 points that I need to correct. Dustin said calmly, first of all, I have not done anything wrong, and it is absolutely impossible for me to bow my head and apologize. Secondly, I have not done anything about your so-called apprenticeship behavior. Not interested at all. An understated dominance by Marina Vittori, chapter 2297. An understated dominance by Marina Vittori, chapter 2297. Chapter 2297. Boom. Damien Holmes struck out with his palm. In an instant, the surrounding situation changed color. A white palm shadow is pressing towards Dustin with lightning speed. Wherever the palm shadow passed, the air twisted, and the wind howled. The faces of everyone in the living room changed greatly with fear, and they scattered away. For fear of harming Dustin. For a strong person like a martial arts master, even a random move was enough to break them into pieces. Faced with Damien Holmes's attack, Dustin did not move at all, his expression remained calm. However, just as he was about to fight back, a loud shout suddenly sounded. Stop! Simultaneously with the shout, an energy-transformed palm shadow emerged from outside the door, swept past Dustin, and ultimately collided with Damien Holmes's palm shadow. Bang! There was a loud noise. The two palm shadows suddenly collided together, like a landslide and a tsunami, instantly erupting with terrifying energy. The entire living room began to shake violently, the tables and chairs inside exploded one after another, and tea splashed everywhere. The warriors around were like kites with broken strings and were directly blown away by a hurricane, falling to their knees and falling into pieces. With a solemn look on his face, even Damien Holmes, a martial arts master, had to take a few steps back. Who? Damien Holmes frowned and glanced toward the door. Soon, a middle-aged man wearing a black suit, gold-rimmed glasses, and an elegant face walked in. Senior Holmes, we have come thousands of miles to meet each other by chance. Those who appear here today are all friends. Why go to war over a trivial matter? The elegant man smiled slightly. Although he did not have a strong aura, he gave people an unfathomable feeling. Who are you? Damien Holmes narrowed his eyes slightly as he looked up and down. Being able to catch his palm was enough to prove that the other party was also a martial arts master. But he had never seen this new face before. I, Tyson Howell, am a member of the Temples. Today, I invite you all to come over and discuss important matters together. Tyson Howell, an elegant man, was very calm. Tyson Howell. An understated dominance by Marina Vittori, chapter 2298. An understated dominance by Marina Vittori, chapter 2298. Chapter 2298. Upon hearing this, everyone looked at each other in confusion. It was obvious that they had not heard of this man. I am the new chief god of temples. I just took office a few months ago. It is normal that you have not heard of me. As Tyson Howell spoke, he took out the identity badge representing the chief god of the temples and clearly displayed it in front of everyone. It's been a long time since I've seen so many masters in the temples. When I see them today, they are indeed well deserved. After confirming his identity, Damien Holmes's expression softened. All of the temple's main gods were master-level experts. It's no surprise that they matched up evenly in the recent duel. It turns out to be Lord Howell. I'm disrespectful. All the warriors, led by the man in white, bowed their hands in salute. The main god of the pantheon of gods was a being who was inferior to one person and
superior to 10,000 people. Not only was he powerful, he was also so powerful that a single word could mean the difference between life and death.
Senior Holmes, you are a guest. What happened just now was a minor misunderstanding. How about you give me some face and turn the hostility into friendship?
Tyson Howell said. It with a smile.
Master Howell has already spoken.
Naturally, I won't argue with this kid.
Damian Holmes glanced at Dustin. Although his expression was a little unkind, he did not attack in the end.
We invited him here today to discuss business. Don't ruin their glory and wealth just because of a moment of anger.
Thank you, Senior Holmes.
Tyson nodded slightly and then looked at Dustin meaningfully. Despite the martial arts master's attack, he could still be calm and composed. The young man in front of him was not a simple person.
Master Howell, since everyone is here, is it time to talk about business?
Damian Holmes went straight to the topic without too much politeness.
Senior Holmes, there's still an important guest who hasn't arrived.
Please wait for a moment.
Tyson Howell clapped his hands as he spoke, and soon a group of maids walked in with various fruit snacks. The previously damaged tables and chairs were also replaced, one by one.
Okay, let's wait a little longer.
Damian Holmes didn't say much, and he sat down. When everyone saw it, they sat down one after another, eating snacks and fruits. Although there was nothing disturbing on the surface, the eyes that occasionally glanced at Dustin were full of evil. Dustin simply pretended not to see it and drank tea on his own.
Time passed little by little. At first, everyone thought they would just wait for a while. However, no one expected that the wait would go straight to noon.
Everyone couldn't hold it any longer at this time, whispering and complaining. Even Damian Holmes, who had always been quite dignified, turned ugly. After drinking another pot of tea, Damian Holmes finally couldn't help it anymore and said in a deep voice, "Master Howell, the person you invited is really a big, arrogant person. He has been working for 3 days and has not shown up yet. He has not let us go at all. In my eyes, this."
Tyson Howell looked embarrassed and could only force out a smile, explaining, "Senior Holmes, please be patient. Something may be causing that person's delay. Let's wait a little longer. Let's drink tea first. Do you still want to drink?
I've already drunk 3 pots of tea. If I drink any more, I won't be able to hold back my urine."
Damian Holmes slapped the table and stood up with an angry expression.
"What the hell does he dare to keep him waiting for so long? It really deserves a beating."
An Understated Dominance by Marina Vittori, Chapter 2299. An Understated Dominance by Marina Vittori, Chapter 2299. Seeing Damian Holmes getting up, the other warriors also stood up and began to express their dissatisfaction.
"Master Howell, there are rules in the world. Just let us wait.
But is it too much to let Senior Holmes sit here for so long?"
"That's right. No matter who the person is, it's not worth it. A group of us have been waiting for a long time.
Master Howell, that man is too disrespectful. In my opinion, just kick him out."
Everyone was talking and angry. They had been waiting impatiently for a long time, but because of the gods' faces, they had not had an attack. It wasn't until Damian Holmes opened his mouth to protest that they poured out all their dissatisfaction and anger.
"Master Howell, it's not that I don't give you face, it's that that person is too aggressive."
Damian continued to vent his dissatisfaction, "It's already past the agreed time. That person never showed up. It's obvious that he didn't show up. The temple takes this kind of arrogant person seriously, so don't let them go.
Senior Holmes, all heroes, I mishandled this incident.
To express my apology, I have prepared a gift for everyone. Tyson Howell said. Knowing that explanations are useless, he could only order his subordinates to present the prepared greeting gifts in advance. Everyone could see a variety of rare treasures on display. The dazzling array of treasures caused everyone's eyes to shine, instantly extinguishing most of the anger they had just accumulated. They all came here to collect money. If they sit there for a long time, they can get a treasure worth thousands of gold, which is not a bad thing. The gods are indeed generous, as expected. This treasure is enough for me to spend for 3 years. Yes, yes. Look at this piece of coxcomb red jadeite. It is really a rare and top-notch product. There's money in the market. You can't even buy it. It's worth it. Today's trip is really worth it. Everyone smiled and murmured. Rumors circulated that the temples possessed wealth comparable to that of any nation. When they saw them today, they were indeed well deserved. If they worked for the pantheon of gods in the future, wouldn't they have to make a lot of money? Ahem. Seeing that everyone was getting carried away, Damien couldn't help but cough a few times. As a reminder, although the baby was very important, at this time, he must take a stand. He couldn't even disregard his face for some profit. Just now, he was filled with righteous indignation, but now he is smiling. His face has changed so quickly. Wouldn't it be a joke if word spread? An Understated Dominance by Marina Vittori, Chapter 2300. An Understated Dominance by Marina Vittori, Chapter 2300. Chapter 2300. Damien's cough immediately caused everyone to stop smiling and put on a serious expression. But there was unmistakable greed in those eyes that glanced at the treasure. Master Howell, thank you for your kindness, but if we recruit a guy who lacks time management skills into our team, he will be a negative influence. Although Damien's expression softened, his tone remained serious. We will keep Senior Holmes's reminder in mind. Please wait for one more incense. If the person has not arrived after one more incense, let's talk directly about business. How about it? Tyson Howell smiled. Okay, for the sake of Master Howell, let's wait for another stick of incense. Damien made the final decision. After giving away so many treasures, it didn't hurt to sell them to save face. While everyone was waiting quietly, a lazy voice suddenly floated in from outside the door. Singing over wine, how much life is like morning dew, there are so many hardships in the past, how can we relieve our worries? As the voice sounded, a man in tattered clothes with messy hair, like a beggar, staggered in. The man was unkempt and smelly. He was holding a jar of wine in his hand and staggered as he walked, as if he might fall down at any moment. Where did the drunkard come from? Get out of here. The stench on the drunken man's body was very pungent, causing everyone to frown. Especially the man in white, who had a misophobia, immediately shouted angrily and looked particularly disgusted. Hearing the sound of drinking, the drunk man was stunned for a moment, then staggered up to the man in white, picked up the wine jar, and took another sip. Then, a mouthful of yellow teeth opened. Hiccup. A long wine burp spurted out towards the man in white. In an instant, a stench, mixed with the smell of alcohol and vomit, rushed over him like a mountain. Unexpectedly, the man in white took a sip. His face turned green for a moment, and he almost died on the spot. He felt his stomach churn, his throat spasm, and he started retching as a misophobic person. Ha ha ha, interesting, really interesting. Seeing this scene, the drunk man couldn't help but laugh out loud. F**CK. Go to HELL.
The man in white was furious and punched the drunk man in the face. He did not hold back at all with this punch and directly used all his strength. The punch was extremely fierce, and the innate energy contained on the surface of the fist made the air roar.
Wait.
Tyson Howell was about to stop him, but it was too late. The white man's fist hit the drunk man's face firmly.
Bang.
There was an explosion. The drunken man who was beaten did not move at all, but the man in white who took action was blown away several meters away by an invisible force and then hit the wall heavily. For a while, he was vomiting blood and wailing. The whole place fell silent for a moment.